Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 19th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 7.5 cents, closing at 6.23 1/4. December wheat up 22 cents at 7.71, and November beans down 1¢ 1/4 at 14.04. The wheat was the strong one here today, despite the dollar closing up 68 ticks and over 108, closed at 108.09. That's only about 30 ticks shy of a new contract high close there. The wheat managed to rally. My guess off the Russian nuclear situation, if this nuclear plant explodes or implodes, the funds are short as of today, about 27,000 contracts. It would certainly be a problem for them. Now, the French and the Turkish presidents have all said to Putin, get this thing straightened out. And Putin has called in the International Atomic Energy Agency to try to fix the problems out here. It means the problem's serious, because Putin wouldn't bring it in unless it wasn't. And obviously he needs some help with it, and he doesn't want it to get any farther. So, you know, is this thing going to melt down over the weekend? We don't have a clue. But certainly intelligence reports over the weekend will give us a much better picture. What are the ramifications if there isn't an explosion? You know, I would, back in, I looked at the charts in 1986 when Chernobyl blew. Corn and beans rallied about 10%, and the wheat rallied about 20%. And I think that would be reasonable in here. Now, the rallies didn't. The corn rally lasted 2 weeks, the wheat 10 days, and the beans 2 days. So, you know, you got to be careful about what you sell and when you sell it if there is a problem out here. But ultimately, we moved our way back down, and it turned out to be, for U.S. prices, a pretty much non-event. So that's certainly something we have to watch over the weekend. The corn rallied in sympathy with the wheat. The beans rallied about 18 cents off its lows, mainly because of the strength in the wheat. But meal was down 560, oil was up 143, despite the crude oil only closing up 27 cents a barrel here. So we had a lot of impact on the outside markets. The Dow looks like it'll close down about 300 points. Bonds are down almost 2 full points. Silver down 50 cents an ounce. Gold down $7 an ounce. Bitcoin down 2,000 a coin. So certainly, you know, the world is a little concerned out here. But again, I don't know that it's going to have the far-reaching effects. There'll be panic buying, certainly, if it happens. And then I think, you know, at some point we settle down. But those are the main factors. Next week we get the crop tour. The weather certainly looks better for next week. Cooler, wetter weather around much of the country. The crop tour should see some pretty good corn and pretty good beans. But they're also going to see some really rough spots as well. So is it going to average out to an average crop? We'll have to see what they come up with. But certainly the trade, I'll be looking forward to seeing those results. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.